Where you at? Where you at? Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the official number one episode of Virtual Assistance and Training Squad. I am your host, Natasha Rochelle, and again, welcome. Now, since this is the official episode, I'm going to share a little quick background of who I am before diving into the content of today's episode. I am the owner, the very, very proud owner of Natasha Rochelle Marketing Services, LLC. Now, I've also had the privilege of starting a few other businesses that were all successful as well. I'll start with the first one. Back in 05, I had a business called Nairani Candles. Super proud of that. That allowed me to truly see that I loved marketing. Out of making the candles and getting clients like Ricky Smiley and being featured in national publications like Family Circle, they were all great, they were all fantastic, but the thing that I loved the most was actually the creating of the website, the creating of the brochures, the creating of the business cards, you know, the copywriting, all of that. That was when I was like, I really love doing this, right? After my 10-year of creating candles, I literally got burnt out of making them. The next thing that I decided to try was photography. I was great at it. That was actually called Lee Albert Photography. I named it after my ex-husband's father as well as my father. Come to find out, they both enjoyed and had a passion for photography. I never knew it until I started doing some research. So I felt like I had to pay honor and give tribute to them both. And then Natasha Rochelle Marketing Services. Now, what I do now is I'm super excited and super thrilled because I'm definitely in my jam. I'm definitely in my element of being an educator. I love sharing and showing how to, you know, help you to reach your goals. And by being a virtual assistant myself, but also being a trainer, that just gives me so much excitement because no 2 days are ever the same. And I'm super thrilled about that because I get bored pretty easily. So anyway, that's who I am. I would love to know who you are. If you're listening right now to the podcast and you're on Anchor, .fm, you can leave me a message. Isn't that the coolest thing? Go ahead and you can click on the button somewhere on in the app where you can leave me a message. Let me know who you are. What do you do? What are you wondering about? Ask me a question if you want to learn more about me. You never know. I may actually put your message on the air with my next episode. Okay. Moving forward with today's episode. Today, I want to talk about getting yourself prepared to contact your first potential client. Y'all, when I tell you I was super nervous I was super nervous. Now, my story is a little bit different because my official client, she just kind of gave me her business. It was really based off of just having a conversation. So that was pretty cool. That was sweet. That business was hand given to me. But obtaining the second, third, fourth, and fifth, and so on, clients, man, it was a little jarring. Now, granted, I have experience in the past. I mean, I've studied marketing and went to school for marketing and communications, all of this and that, but there is something about approaching someone that you don't know, knowing that you're wanting to sell them something. And in my younger days, I really had a bad experience with that. I'm not going to name the company, but I was a part of this makeup company. And the team that I was with, they were really pushy. They were really pushy and very aggressive. And it made me so uncomfortable because I don't like anyone coming to me sideways, pushing and breathing down my neck, telling me to buy, and not really trying to figure out what it is that I need help with. And then believe it or not, I actually took a turn after that time with this company. I needed to get a job. And I was looking in the classifieds, yep, the newspaper, and I saw that this ad, you can make 6 figures in your first year, you know, no sales experience necessary, we'll teach you everything we know. So they had like, what was it? It was a job fair. It was a hiring event. So I'm following the directions and I end up landing in a car dealership. So yeah, I sold cars, but I only sold cars for about 30 days. And I sold cars long enough to sell myself one of the used beat up cars for a little over $1,000. And then I quit. But just like with this makeup company, it was so fierce, right? And not fierce meaning in the good way. It was so fierce and it was so uncomfortable. And people were just like, you got to sell. You know, you got to be on the floor. You can't leave the floor. If you even go and take a bathroom break or a lunch break, there's a chance that the other salesman may take your cell. And it did happen. It happened a couple of times. And so I knew that I had to leave that industry. Now that I'm in business for myself, I still had this, you know, I would reminisce, I would think about all of those different times where I was being harassed and made comfortable. And so I made it a point when I started my business, I was not going to be a pushy salesperson. Not at all. Believe it or not, I'm very introverted. I'm just able to balance and tap into outside of my box when I need to. And so that helped me. It was a skill that I had to learn how to do. But once I learned, you can actually sell without selling. Oh, it was a wrap. It was a complete wrap. So let me share with you what I mean. It is a thing called attraction marketing. And to sum it up as quickly as possible, what you do is you find out what your ideal audience issue is. What is their pain point? What is it that they wake up in the middle of the night? What is it that keeps them up at night to where they can't even go to sleep? They're tossing and turning. What is it that they dread facing throughout the day? What is it that just irritates them, makes their skin crawl? What is that pain point that they experience that you just so happen to be able to offer a solution for? Because your service, since we're talking to the virtual assistants in training squad, because of your service offers a solution. Your service gives them breathing room. Your service allows them to relax and know that they're going to be taken good care of. Once I learned, okay, so I don't have to talk about buy, but instead I can say, are you tired of not being able to go to sleep at night and enjoy your evening away from work? Are you tired of going to work, realizing you only have time for a couple of tasks and you have to let all the other tasks roll over until the next day, into the next day, and the next day, and the next day, to where you're totally overwhelmed? Well, I have a solution for you, virtual assistants. Let me be there to give you the relief that you need with your business. Okay, I totally just pulled that out the air, but you get what I'm saying. If you're scrolling on social media, or if you're scrolling in your email and you see a subject line that says, "Aren't you tired of suffering in your business?" And if you are suffering in your business, what do you think the percentage is of all those suffering business owners are going to open up that email? I'm pretty sure it's over 80%. I'm pretty sure, okay? And inside of that email, you can discuss different types of pain points followed by solutions that your service provides, okay? Attraction marketing is so sexy to me because they're selling themselves to you. They're selling themselves to you. You're just presenting it to them. You're like, "See, doesn't this look pretty? Wouldn't you like this?" You know, you do the Vanna White thing of your virtual assistant service and let them decide, "Oh my God, I've got to have it. I need that today." And so with virtual assisting, there are so many different opportunities that are still left untapped. There's different types of virtual assistants all over the world, literally all over the world. Some virtual assistants, you know, they focus in the realm of being a general virtual assistant. Some decide to have a niche, you know, maybe all they're going to do because they love it so much, they're going to provide social media services, and that's all they're going to do. Well, going in that example, what type of problems do you think they could touch on that would attract their ideal audience? Well, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it. So number one, you would have to know who their ideal audience was, right? But let's say we already know. And maybe some of their pain points is they don't have enough time because they're busy running the day-to-day operations of their business. I would say that's a pretty big pain point, especially nowadays when social media is so crucial in a lot of businesses. People today will go to Facebook and do a search for your business just to see if they can find the reviews or see what type of topics you discuss to see if you are in alignment with what they're needing. And if you never have time to touch social media except just to scroll and read the newsfeed from your family and friends, that is potentially a lot of money that is just gone. So as a virtual assistant, you need to find a way to bring attention to the sore spot. You need to find a way to bring attention to this pain point that they just can't stand it anymore, but quickly follow it up with a solution that only your service can provide. Y'all, that is attraction marketing. And this topic is, these are things that I talk about and teach in my academy, the Virtual Assistant Point Academy. And so the students in there are getting so pumped up because now, which is really crazy because a lot of virtual assistants are introverts, go figure, but now they feel equipped. They feel so equipped. They feel so pumped. And in return, it gets me pumped because I'm like, "Yeah, I taught that. I taught that." And they were able to get it and understand and implement it. And that is like the biggest compliment ever. They never have to tell me thank you. But if I know that I shared a specific technique with them and I see that they're pulling in and that their numbers are increasing, oh man, that just makes me feel so great. That just makes my day. All right. So moving forward, every week you can expect to hear another episode on the virtual assistants in training squad. super excited about this. If you have any questions, if there's something that you would like to know more about with either becoming a virtual assistant or becoming a better virtual assistant, let me know. Again, if you're listening on anchor.fm, you have an opportunity to talk to me now. Just go ahead and you can leave a message. I'll go back, I'll listen to it. And hey, it's possible that I may put your question or your message on the air on my next episode. If you also feel that the spirit is leading you to make a donation, I'm totally open. If you do not want to, that's no problem. As long as I know every single week, I'm providing you with some substance, okay? All right, guys. Again, my name is Natasha Rochelle. If you have not yet, go and follow me on Instagram and on Facebook as Natasha Rochelle Marketing Services, LLC. I will talk to y'all next week. Bye. Yeah.